Let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship. Can you hear me? Zoom it over. I'm here to show these people how to fight and it ain't over. This is greatness in the making. I invite you should come over. I'm a soldier. In life, you better listen to Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like it's Folger. Society up and down, it's like a town of roller coasters. Bijola got his upload, download it to your folder. The purpose is to share it, don't care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas, where we ride around on pokers. My flow is so infectious, and I'm drowning out these jokers. No need to wear a necklace, I'm shining with my mind out. You better come and find out. Bijola in your soda with Jehovah, that's for sure. If you didn't know by now, by the end you gonna know though. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me? Zoom it over. I'm here to show these people how to fight and it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you should come over. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me coming over?
All right. Let's get this party started. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, March the 10th of 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. Today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic scheduled for you today. Again, they all are important. Every show is just as important as the show before. And so today we want to go down a slippery slope. Today, my brothers and sisters, we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the loosen or the Lucifer's trust or Lucifer's trust. Basically, Lucifer's trust fund. So when we talk about this term, my brothers and sisters, when we talk about this, we have to look at what is called the Great Invocation. Now, this show, like every show, like all my shows, this is an esoteric show. This show is not for new believers. I got to give that warning, and I try to do that on every show. Sometimes I forget, but most of my regular listeners all know that this show is not for new believers. If you know this ideal called Christendom, Christianity, or religion, this show is not for you. You don't want to cut your teeth, so to speak, on this show. This is a Hebrews 6:1 show. Again, this is so important, especially for tonight's message. Because tonight we're looking at the metaphysics of Lucifer. Tonight, brothers and sisters, we're talking about what is known as the Luciferance. And when we're looking at the Luciferance, it is the interference of the Lucian. It is the interference of Lucifer in the plans, if you will, of the Most High. And the way that this is done was started way back in the day with a worldwide organization founded by Alice Bailey and her husband Foster Bailey. And so these individuals started an organization that was designed on paper it looks great. In fact, most so-called believers actually are members of this Lucifer's trust, and they have no clue, just like I didn't. And so you're just chugging along, just happy-go-lucky. You know, you want to live your best life now. You know, you are promoting your dream. You are, you know, using visualization techniques. You are practicing yoga and Tai Chi, and you're going to, you know, these self-help movements and these self-help seminars and you are engaging in regular, normal activity, not knowing that that is part of the great invocation. It is mind-blowing to me when I got to, or when you get to a certain level of under, over, and understanding that what you start to see and notice you say can't be true. It's not possible that it could be this, the machine could be this well-oiled. When you get to this level of understanding and you see it for yourself, it's like the Matrix in the movie when they say, when you look at it, the great architect and the agent is talking to Neo and he's telling them how great the system is. When you get to my level of understanding, brothers and sisters, and even your level of understanding, what you see is a great invocation in action. This is the secret doctrine of Helena Brand Petrova Blavatsky. And when you look at Lucifer's Trust, it was originally called the Lucid Trust. I should say it was originally called Lucifer's Trust, and it was changed by the UN to Lucis Trust. So this is a powerful organization that is backed by or supported by or in cahoots with the UN. And so when we look at this, it promotes goodwill. You ever heard of goodwill? You ever donated anything to goodwill? So this organization was founded by one Alice Bailey back in 1920 under the name of Lucifer's Publishing Company. So this Lucent Trust became a publishing company, and it went on to publish some of the greatest documents that you have read. Guarantee everybody listening to this show, you're going to see some very, very interesting things. Now, again, this is the GP version. This is the public version, the private version. We go a whole lot deeper. But, again, just to give you enough information to scratch the surface to get your brain to start rolling, and you can over and understand the depth of this calamity. Now, again, after I found this out 20 years ago, I wrote a book called Christian Satanist, because all the time I thought I was a Christian until I found out that the Declaration of Independence, when we declare our independence, we're declaring our independence from the Most High. So on the 4th of July, when you're out there barbecuing and you're doing your thing, and you're declaring your independence, you think you're declaring your independence from Great Britain? That's not what the 4th of July is about, brothers and sisters. What about your Constitution? You ever read it? We hold these truths to be self-evident. I don't know if you understand, my brothers and sisters. All of this is part of the great invocation. So the first thing that we need to over and understand, my brothers and sisters, is what is the great invocation. We also need to over and understand, don't want to get into too much of who Helena Blavatsky and who the Baileys are, but I need you to understand what is the function of the triangle, so that way you can see how goodwill is fostered and how arcane knowledge uses the great invocation to invoke and provoke demons. And you are doing this in the name of Christ. Now, the one thing that blows my mind is when I talk to people, they don't understand that when the Luciferians or the New Age movement talks about the twin flames. What are they talking about? Now, that's too deep to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to the general public. But again, that's all part of my private lecture that I do. And again, for more information, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for the ways that you can partner with me for my 10 books and my 200 shows that reveals everything that I know. That after you read this, you're going to be messed up. But after you messed up, just like it says in the book of Thomas, you're going to marvel. Then after you marvel, you're going to reign. But the truth, brothers and sisters, not only it will set you free, it will make you free. So what is the truth? The truth is that they play both sides of the fence. The truth is that they give you good and evil. Let me say that again. In the garden, there was a tree. The tree was of the knowledge of good and evil. Good and evil was on the same tree. So you're good, right? You're a moral man, right? You're a moral woman. And you feel good about yourself, right? Yeah, I used to feel good about myself too. Oh, you're a bad person. You just can't seem to do. You're a sinner, and you feel bad. You go home, you listen to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, and you beat yourself up, and you're crying and saying, "Oh, God, forgive me," and all that great stuff, right? You're still praying to the same God. You say, "Come on, brother." Okay, let's read Lucifer's trust. Now, do you know, first of all, what a trust fund is? Everybody know what a trust fund is, right? So we don't have to go. We don't have to go over that. We know that a trust fund is something that you leave behind for someone. So when we talk about Lucifer's trust fund, now this, brothers and sisters, is a cookie blower. Just the word trust fund, the fact that Lucifer got a trust fund, that's some trust fund babies. Now a trust fund, again, is assets that is intended to be provided for the benefits of the individuals that are part of an organization. Trust fund. So if you're a part of the Lucifer's organization, guess what? He got something for you. He's going to take care of you. Ask Jay-Z. Ask Kanye. Ask Beyonce. Ask Oprah. Lucifer takes care of his own. So you want to be a Luciferian trust fund baby? Most of the people listening to this show, you guys are a part of the Luciferian trust. You are a Christian Satanist. Now, because you don't understand to be a Christian Satanist, all you got to do is practice Philema. But if you've never heard of the Greek word thylema, you don't know that it means will or intention. So you woke up this morning, let me ask you, what did you do? Did you consult the Father before you did anything? Or did you get out and you wake up, you know what, I'm going to go to Starbucks today and I'm going to go hang out, I'm going to do this and do that. You never asked the Father what his will, you're doing your own will. That's Luciferian. That makes you a member of the Luciferian Trust. He said, "Well, brothers, I don't think so, man. I don't think it's that bad, man. I think you may be over exaggerating just a little bit, brother." And so maybe again, you haven't listened. Now remember, it says Lucifer's invocation. And so maybe like me, you don't understand the word invocation. Now let me read Lucifer's invocation, the great invocation. Now listen to the words that I'm about to read. And I want you to ask yourself, as I'm reading this, if there's anything wrong. Pay attention to anything that jumps off the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. Let purpose, which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out. And may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Is there anything wrong with that? I don't see nothing wrong with that, what I just read. That is a prayer of invocation. Now, let me tell you what a invoke and provoke is. So when you invoke and you provoke, it is the act of invoking something or someone to assist you. It is the summoning of a demon or a supernatural power. It is the incantation. It is the incarnation of a demonic entity. It is to call forth. It is to invoke. It is to give a demonic entity form inside of your mental disposition. It is the creating of a thought form being, a mojo, a genie, a jinn, a sprite, a disembodied spirit. When you say that prayer, you are summoning, and you are bringing forth, you are doing what is called conjuration. It is a form of possession as a result of a prayer or a spell. When you say Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States, now I was in the military. Who you pledging to, brother? Who you pledging to, sister? That is, again, an invocation. You are summoning a demon to assist you with accomplishing whatever you're pledging allegiance to. Now, this isn't anything new. This is all inside the Egyptian book of coming out by day and by night, a.k.a. also called the Egyptian Book of the Dead. You ever read that? You might want to check it out. Nope, I don't recommend you checking it out. What about the Lesser Keys of Solomon? What about the Greater Keys of Solomon? What about Wicca? What about paganism? What about Sufism? What about primitivism? What about shamanism? What about Buddhism? All of these, again, is a form of possession. Now, the word possession, again, means a state. It's a psychological mental state that you go to. It is demonic. Now, to invoke means to call in. It means to summon or to call forth. It is a magician or it is a magical, Wiccan, possessive formula, if we want to use that term. Now, demonic possession is not like in a movie. Demonic possession simply means that you hold a belief that allows a spirit come in and assist you mentally through memories, through personalities, through convulsions, through exglossalia, speaking in tongues. Now, that's two types. And I have a whole book that explains down glossolalia and exolalia. They're two different. You might want to know the difference between the two. That's another study for another time. So when you say those words that I just read, let me read it again in case you understand. Now, you may be asking yourself, people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, you say on your shows, man, when you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. Absolutely. So I come on shows and I be saying Beelzebub, that's Modus Leviathan, Belfargar, you know, Akruman, and all of these names. And they say, well, aren't you afraid, brother? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. Now, I would not recommend you saying it, but I understand. So Lucifer's trust, again, a trust fund means that I'm going to give you something to empower you to accomplish something. It's a fund. It's a trust fund. It's assets. Where do you think the rappers, where do you think the sports figures, where do you think Michael Jordan got his skills from? Why did he play for the Bulls? By El, the bull god, the Canaanite god. But that's another study for another time. But we need to make sure, my brothers, that we are all on the same page because the enemy hides in plain sight. The Bible says that Satan, that old dragon, he transformed himself into an angel of light. And he transformed his demons into ministers. Which I used to be one. Ministers of right standing or righteousness. You know anybody preaching righteousness? Go to church, they tell you, yeah, brother, you need to get right with God. You know why they're telling you that? They're part of the loosened trust. Now, most of the people, they don't know it because they don't understand that how it works mentally. So let me break it down for you, brothers and sisters. Now, again, I can't give you all of the meat and potatoes, but I can whet your appetite just a little bit. And hopefully, if you want to go and get a copy of this book, again, first of all, my book, The Ontological History of Mankind. Now, you might want to look at the definition of the word ontological. That's a cookie blower in itself. And then you definitely want to get a copy of this book, The Metaphysics, Lucifer. Then you want to get a copy of my book, Bioluminescence, The Biology of Lucifer. And then you want to get a copy of my book, Luciferance. That is the metaphysics of the air or the ether of Lucifer. Now, all of this stuff, again, there's no way. It is not possible. None of this stuff is found unless you are a member, or unless you got access, unless you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And most of the people that know somebody who knows somebody that knows somebody, that somebody that they know, he or she is dead. Because that's the only way that you can get access to this information. That's why you think I'm not on the air just blurting it out. I was born at night, I just wasn't born last night. And so once you understand what this means, you say, well, brother, I still don't follow you. I still don't understand what you're saying. Loosen the loosest trust spreads the teachings of a noble master through Alex Bailey. So Lucifer's Trust Company, the name was changed to Lucis, L-U-C-I-S. It's promoting the age of Aquarius. It's promoting the governing of the Lord of the world. It's promoting Sanat, S-A-N-A-T. Some people call him Santa. Some people call him Saturn. We know him as Satan or Satanelius. No matter how you slice it up, at the end of the day, Satan is a substitutionary Yahushua. He is the anti. That means he's the opposite, or he's in opposition. But on the surface, that's not the way it's presented. It is presented as the goodwill. Anybody been to Goodwill lately? You go there, that's a nice, they do good things in the community, right? Absolutely. Nobody tell you that this company, via the Windsor International Bank and Trust Company in London, is affiliated with the Rockefeller Foundation, Coca-Cola, Worldwide Children's Fund, NAFTA, Goodwill, numerous other triangles of education, or what is called the group of light workers. Now, this whole thing that Alice Bailey, again, she just one of a plethora of counterfeit occult promoters who had an encounter with a entity. Now, brothers and sisters, I've talked about this on many shows. People like John Dee, people like Aleister Crowley, Francis Bacon, Helen Blavatsky, William Shakespeare, Beethoven, Bach, most of our quote-unquote geniuses. Now, I've actually looked up the definition of the word genius. You'll find it means demonic. It means that a genius is somebody who's accompanied by a jinn, J-I-N-N, that gives them the power to know things that you don't. And we all, I know when I was a kid, I wanted to be smart. Not no more. Because the only way that you can know most of this stuff, unless you are Prince Hall or Scottish Rite, and you've reached a certain level, or you remember Skull and Bones, or, you know, the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn, or, you know, the OTO, or one of these other, you know, shadow governments. You said, well, Brother Will, I'm still not following you, man. I still don't know what you're saying. You're kind of talking in circles, brother. Can you break it down for me just a little bit more? Okay, let's go a little bit further down the rabbit trail. Let me read the invocation again. Again, this is how you summon demons, how you summon up a demon. You read this statement, the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God. It doesn't say which God. It says, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Now, since you are, you know, men, meaning male and female, since you are male or female, so you're asking for this light to stream into you. And then it goes on and it says, now, there's a big difference, my brothers and sisters, between light ether and life ether. Now, I'm going to break that down again in one of my deeper esoteric teachings. Again, you got to be a part of the club. There's different levels that you can join. I've talked about this on many, many shows, so I won't bore you again with that. But you need to make sure that you email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because you've been hoodwinked. You do know that there's two Christ. Why do you think they call it the twin flames? So they present the Christ or the Christ. Which one is right? You say, well, brother, what do you mean? Now, I do have a book that breaks down the twin flames. Now, the twin flames is a cookie blower. And I've been talking about, again, in 2015, I've advised everybody, this is the year of getting your house in order. Everything I'm spitting in 2015, you need on a tape and in a book. So when the internet goes down, you have it. Because everything, and I've already told everybody, watch how less of the sun you will see in the year 2015, 2016, 2017. The sun will slowly be disappearing. And watch how the weather is going to be changing. We're already seeing the extreme weather changes because they are preparing the globe. Now, you say, what do you mean? Everything I'm sharing, I just did the show yesterday on retrograde energy. So if you didn't listen to the show yesterday about planetary retrograde energy, you might want to check it out. You might want to get a copy of that book as well. Now, all of this stuff is very expensive on purpose. Truth is not free. Attention is not free. You got to pay for it. Now, the Father knows that, and I know that. Now, the most important thing that you should be asking yourself is this one question. The Father says inside of the Bible that If you do not have a love of the truth, God will send you a strong delusion. The Bible says if you search for her as silver, if you seek for her as gold, in the book of Proverbs, the Bible says ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. I know very few people that are doing that. We all prefer to do what I did. Get angry and invoke something. Call up a demon and say, hey, I need help. And the demon is like, sure, I'll help you. I just need control of your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, and your intellect. But they don't say it verbally. They say it metaphysically. And you call up a demon when you say, I am willing to do anything to get blank. A demon shows up. Let me say that again. The first time it happened to me, I think I was about 8 years old. Nobody told me. I just got really angry. I got tired of getting beat up. And I said, man, I'm going to do anything to keep from getting beat up. What am I going to do? I mean, and then these ideals, they started coming. They just started coming really fast. And after that, I ain't lost a fight. Because we don't understand that words create worlds. Because we read Hebrews 11:3, where it says, the worlds, plural, were framed by the word. So your word creates your world. But how? Invocation. And so when you invoke, you provoke. So invoke and provoking, you do it all day, every day. You're doing it right now. So to cast a spell, one must spell. Let me say it again. To cast a spell, one must spell. The English language is grammar. It's grammoria. It's grammatus. It's runic. It's runes. It's a mystical, magical. It's called grammar casting, a.k.a. beaming. Now, you thought it was just a bunch of letters. Do you know what a letter is? Do you know what a letter is? The letter A. What is the letter A? If you could take out a piece of paper right now and write the letter A on a piece of paper for me, please, in block form. You got one line to the left. You got one line to the right. You got one line right in the middle of the page. That's a triangle. And you say, well, brother, what's wrong with that? Okay, let me break it down for you. Maybe you never heard of the triangle of Solomon or the spinning circle. So you need those two things in order to conjure. You say, come on, brother, I'm not buying that. Okay, let's go a little further down the rabbit trail. So the plan of this organization, I'm reading from the Lucent Trust Publishing Company's website, and they say, triangles is a service activity for men and women of goodwill who believe in the power of thought. Okay? Nothing wrong with that, right? There's a whole lot wrong with that. Because thought is Thoth, the Egyptian god, Dehuti. So T-H-O-T-H. You say, well, nothing wrong with that. Okay, then let's roll with that. Nothing's wrong with it. And then it says, working in a group of three. Oh, okay, what have I heard that before? Now, I preach that all the time. My organization is based upon the power of three. My name is 3-3. Because I understand this. I'm wondering if you understand it. Now, I'm using it for good. Or what he's using it for. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says, one standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. That's the power of three. So this is inside a Luciferian document. And then it says, working in groups of three, they will establish right human relations by creating a worldwide network of light and goodwill. What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. Let's keep reading. The objectives of the Luciferian Trust. The world has a spiritual destiny. Yep, sure does. And then it goes on and it says, behind evolution, there is an abiding purpose, which we can call the plan of God. Okay, nothing wrong with that, right? Only problem I got is doesn't say which God. There's a plethora of gods. And then it goes on to crescendo. It goes on and it continues. All who respond to the spiritual need can, in their own way. Okay, we got a problem right there. In their own way. And I didn't say nothing about God's way. I can't find it nowhere in the scripture where Yahushua says, I'm here to do my own will. I can't find it. The number one Luciferian agenda, do as thy wilt. Oris orborum. If we don't understand that, brothers and sisters, when we read it, it doesn't make sense. It's like the 4th of July. I pledge allegiance to the flag. And then I declare my independence. Who you declare independence from? All who respond to the spiritual need, again, I'm reading the quote-unquote mission of the Luciferian or the Lucian Trust is that all who respond in their way and within their own environment can cooperate in fulfilling the divine plan. The plan works out through humanity. We are responsible for understanding it and for doing what we can through our daily living to express its meaning and its significance. Triangles aid in the divine plan by working the following objectives. This is what a triangle does. Number one, to establish right human relations and to spread goodwill and understanding or light among the peoples. Number two, to raise the level of human consciousness, not Christ consciousness, human consciousness, and to transform the mental, spiritual climate of the planet. Number three, to strengthen and support the work of men and women of goodwill in the world. Number four, to provide a reservoir of thought and to inspire practical and constructive action on behalf of humanity. That's a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Sounds great, right? Nothing that stands out. Then it says, triangles create a worldwide network of light and goodwill for the distribution of spiritual entities, spiritual energies, and it provides a means of practical cooperation and intercommunication among men and women of goodwill. To this end, triangles also encourage men and women of goodwill to form triangles and to assist them. Notice how many times we keep saying triangles. And then it goes on, it says, to publish a bulletin board and educational service activities of the triangle, to issue literature and spiritual educational values, to stimulate the formation of units of service in which men and women of goodwill can join together in the practice of world service. This is where the goodwill organization came into being. And then it goes on and it explains how the triangle works with the great invocation. How are you to do this? This is important. The great invocation. The Great Invocation is a worldwide prayer that has been translated into almost 70 languages and dialects, and it is used by all members of the triangle. It expresses certain central truths. These truths are that there exists a basic intelligence to whom we give the name God. It didn't say that it was God. It just said that there exists an intelligence whom they give the name of God. Okay, we know God is just a title. God is not a name. And so this great invocation, which, again, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, all is formed on this foundation that all men are created equal, that we have the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You ever heard that before? Where did that come from? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know where that came from? That's a Luciferian document. And so there's nothing wrong with that, right? That's what they tell us. They tell us that there is nothing wrong with our Constitution. There's nothing wrong with the Bill of Rights. There's nothing wrong with our government. It is a harmonious arrangement. You ever look up the definition of the word? And I have a 400-page book called The Cosmogrator on that one word, Constitution, harmonious arrangement, a ruling disposition. It's a triangle spinning circle. But this great invocation, this prayer that I read, it says that there is a divine plan for the evolutionary plan of the universe, the motivating power of which is love. Nothing wrong with that, right? Then it says that the great individual called by Christians the Christ, the world leader, he came to earth and he embodied that love so that we could understand that love and intelligence are effects of the purpose and the will and the plan of God. Many religions believe in a world teacher. Knowing him under such name as Lord, I forgot how to pronounce this guy's name. Metra, how do you pronounce his name? And the Messiah and the Buddha, and it goes on and lists other names that the Christ is known under. Then it says that the truth that only humanity itself can divide or divine. So this great invocation has what they call 12 points on a triangle. And I won't go into detail about the 12 points. Again, I have all this inside of my book that breaks down the metaphysics of Lucifer's trust, what I call Lucifer's trust fund for his Lucifer's children, Lucifer's babies, because it is the promotion of spiritual energy, and energy is entity. So it is the promotion of these spiritual entities that people say that they are benevolent, and they are not. The great invocation focuses on and it releases the spiritual energies or entities, and it makes them available throughout the entire network. This is how the powers that be are empowered to do things that you and I can't do. And it is this under, over, and understanding of how this power works, because it hides in plain sight. Because if you read that invocation on the surface, there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't sound bad. But if when you go behind the scenes, you see some very, very dark stuff that I can't really say on air. All I can definitely tell you on air is there is different types of energy. And anytime you see the word energy, take it out and replace it with the word entity. Anytime you see the word emotion, take it out and place it with the word energy in motion. So if you are a very emotional person, you have energy that moves your body. Take out the word energy and replace it with the word entity. So you have an entity that moves your body. So you are empowered by an entity. My only question to you tonight is, what entity is powering your body? Now, the average Joe, when I do my study on elementals, I have a chapter inside of my book about the ontological history of mankind. Chapter 11 is the chapter on elementals. So elemental, again, is what is called a thought form entity. It is an entity that is developed because thoughts are things. Now, for the average Joe, that's real tough. We don't understand what is called the network of light. And so if you don't understand the network of light and you don't understand how light works and how there is a fracturing of light that produces the electromagnetic spectrum, if you shine white light through a prism or a prism, you get color. You get bent light. It is a wedge shape. That's why you got to use triangles, because a prism is a triangle. You shine light through a triangle. That's why they got pyramids all over the place, because it is an energy manipulator. It manipulates the true light, and it's producing a false light and a false energy and a false entity that produces a false emotional response. And so you have a lot of emotionalism because you don't understand which Christ you got, because there's two. And if you don't know the difference between the twin flames, you end up with the wrong flame. And if you don't understand history, now, everything I'm saying to you tonight is basic history. The deeper stuff, again, I say for the members that are partnered with me, and we go down and we totally peel back all of the layers of Lucifer's trust. And underneath it, we find something that is very shocking. We find, my brothers and sisters, this ideal called a DAG. We'll just put it at that. Not a DOG, a DAG, a DAG. And if you don't understand what that means, that's great. You really don't want to understand what it means. Because certain people who have talked about this, they have accidents, like I say on every show, and they disappear. They stumble into stuff. They fall off trains. They walk in front of moving cars. So the Goodwill, when you go, next time you go to Goodwill, just remember who you're supporting. Now, am I saying this because you're supposed to go out and, you know, do something? And no, I'm telling you this so that way you are aware. and that you understand that there are points of light that have a illuminated crystalline purpose. And these points of light, they are presented as the World Council of Churches. They are promoted, they are presented as the UN. They're presented as the Council on Foreign Governments. They're presented as the Cult of 33. They're presented as the Bahamian Grove, the members of the One Percenters. And these organizations, they have a underlining agenda that they are promoting. That agenda is they want to promote a calling forth of energy, which is entity, that makes you a entity in motion. They need bodies because they don't have one. Anybody will do. And so they practice conjuration. Conjuration is similar to conjugation. But a conjuration is similar to congregation. So conjure, C-O-N-J-U-R-A-T-I-O-N. So this conjuration is similar to what they call a evocation, which is similar to a invocation. It is, again, is a summoning forth of a tutelary demon. Now, all of this, again, goes deeper than what I definitely don't want to go down that road. A tutelary demon, tutelary, T-U-T-E-L-A-R-Y. You want to blow your cookies? Look up the definition of that word. Tutelary. A tutelary demon is the genius. You want to blow your cookies? Look up the definition of that word. Genius. Someone having a high IQ, right? Intelligent. What's wrong with that? Nothing, unless you look up the definition of the word. And you find out what it actually means. And you realize that, whoa, we've been lied to. I don't know nothing about Juno. I don't know nothing about Jupiter. And I was talking about Jupiter retrograde last night, the energy or the frequency of the Father God, the supreme deity of unity, and his mother God, Juno, the queen of gods. Hence, they are the genius. And you say, well, brother, come on, man, that, you know, what does that have to do with me? Well, unfortunately, all of our history is based upon it because it's all part of the Roman mindset, a.k.a. Roman Catholicism or Constantine's Messiah, Vespasian and his son Titus, who I talk about all the time, and a gentleman by the name of Josephus Bar Matthias, who changed his name to Flavinus Josephus, who wrote all, if not most, of Christian history. You go to seminary, who do you read? Anybody who's been to seminary, they know who Flavinus Josephus is. Why? All of your books that you study was written by him. But nobody knows that he used to be called Josephus Bar Matthias before he became a Roman and switched over to save his hide. So Josephus Bar Matthias, he added some jots and tittles because he was under the protection of a tutelary, T-U-T-E-L-A-R-Y, tutelary deity, or what the Bible calls a familiar spirit, or what I call a family liar, familiar, F-A-M-I-L-I, drop the I, turn it into Y, family, L-I-A-R, liar, a family liar. Familiar means family liar. So these spirits are passed down from generation to generation. You say, well, Brother Will, man, that all sounds great, man. You know, appreciate you sharing. But what does that got to do with me? Well, brothers and sisters, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but everything that you do on this planet is maintained by your membership based upon one, race, two, creed, three, color, four, religion. Five, well, I can't tell you the other two. That goes a little bit too far down the rabbit trail. There are seven things that you that put you inside under the control of the triune hex. That's why they use triangles. You say, well, brother, what does that mean? Well, you guys have already, I've done the show, the free part of the show about the triune hex. I did that about a year ago. It's available here on Block Talk for free. Just type in triune hex. So in order for me to maintain you as a good walk-in, a walk-in is somebody that demons can just walk into. There's no struggle because your will has been, you have been numbed down so that way you are dumbed down. So you don't resist because your conscience is bound. Your spirit is bound and gagged so the demons can just walk into your house and they put a thought in your brain that says, yeah, we want to go do this. Ain't got nothing to do with God's will, but it's their will. And so now you're a vehicle. You're a car that they drive because they don't have a car. They need yours, so they use your vehicle. So in order for you to be a fit extension, in order for you to be a walk-in, you got to be under the spell of the triune hex, math, music, and language, the three immutable laws of this universe. So the triangle works as an act of service to humanity. So you're doing something that is a universal project. This is how they get you. It's a good thing, but it's not the right thing. Why? It's not your purpose. Now, this is how they got me. 40-plus years, I've been doing a good thing, working for humanity, doing stuff to help my fellow man, helping old ladies across the street. Are you called to do that, brother? I said, well, brother, what do you mean? Why do you think I do Dear Canary reports? This is the only thing I do. I do Dear Canary reports for every person on the planet. You should have your Dear Canary report. Why? That is so you know what your lane is. You don't know, so you're driving a car. You got a high-power car called a body. This body, again, is possessed by a soul. This soul is controlled by a spirit. The problem is the true spirit is bound and gagged and tied up and is hidden in the basement. And there's another spirit who now has control over your soul and is driving your car called your body. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. The only problem is, what spirit has control over your soul? Now, the soul consists of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. So those five ingredients, because the Bible is a five-dimensional book, although it's manipulated, the Bible says that the word kills, the letters kill, but the spirit lives. So we need the spirit of the book, not necessarily the letters. Now, the letters are great, but Cosmogrotto has manipulated the letters. But I read it and I take the spirit. I take what was the intent in the heart of the writer at the time that he wrote. Now, there is the spirit of the law and there's the letter of the law. You got to know the difference. The letter of the law says the speed limit is 35, you drive 36. The letter of the law says I have the right to give you a ticket. But the spirit of the law says the speed limit sign was there to protect you. So driving 1 mile an hour over the spirit limit, the speed limit is not necessarily going to put you in harm's danger. So the intent, the spirit of the speed limit sign is to get you to slow down. That's the intent. So God looks on the intent of the heart. Man looks on the letters or the outward appearance. So you are looking at behavior. God is looking at intention. So you spend all your life trying to be moral, instead of spending your life trying to work on your brain and your intentions and why. I don't care what you do. I'm going to ask you why you're doing it. I'm a metaphysician. I don't deal with the what. I deal with the why. So you punch somebody in the face. Why? So you stole something from Walmart. Why? You ran over your neighbor's dog. Why? Oh, he was trying to bite you? He got mange and the neighbor sicked him over you? Okay, cool. Why, brothers? Why? Forget what. Ask why. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. If we can open and understand what is the reason why this particular document called the Great Invocation exists. It exists so it is a gateway for tutelary entities to enter into your house. That's how they got into my house. Wrecked havoc, tore everything up. That's probably why you got a problem with your relationship. You got a problem with your business. You be feeling a little off. You got a couple of tutelary deities hanging around. Now, it comes across as emotion. Why do you think they got reality TV shows? You ever see how emotional those people are? And they are actors. You think? Now, do you know how an actor gets into character? Now, I went to school, I wanted to be an actor, and they told until we went to a class, and we all joined hands, and they told us how, they told me how to get into character to perform a play. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm out. Google or go to YouTube, or if you know any actors, ask them how do they get into character. Ask, you know, that's Denzel talks about it. He has a YouTube video out. A lot of actors talk about how they get into character to play these roles. Man, them actors are full of tutelary demons. That's how you get into character. You got to summon something up. You got to call it up to assist you with being something that you ain't. But we say it's acting. You ever look at the definition of the word acting or actor? Now, remember, whatever you react to, you enact to. Let me say that again, brothers and sisters, because, again, the devil hides in plain sight. He not, you, people think that the, you know, I mean, it blows my mind because you probably, you might be living with the devil. When you go to school, when you go to work, you're probably working for the devil or someone who has a tutelary spirit. Because most people that are in positions of power, how do you think they got there? How do you think they know what they know? So you're a genius, right? So how do you think Bill Gates got all this technology? What about my boy who started Facebook? What about Steve Jobs that just, you ever watch any of these movies and listen to what they say? I would listen to that. You ever listen to 50 Cent, some of his songs? Listen to the words that they say. What about Lil Wayne? What about Birdman? These guys come out, they just tell you. Katy Perry just came out and says, yeah, I sold my soul to the devil. Jay-Z, he flashing. You have the t-shirts. Do as thy wilt. Go to Google and type in Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn and read it. The devil hides in plain sight, brothers and sisters. They're not ashamed of their game. They know every movie. You ever watch any of the movies? It's right there in all of the movies. The metaphysics of light. Now, brothers and sisters, inside of my book, Bioluminescence, I cannot share with you what's in that book because it's based upon some very, very, very dangerous information. All I can humbly say is that you need to get a copy of it, and it's not, I self-publish it. All the way you can get it is by emailing me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and it's not cheap. It's very expensive on purpose. I'm not trying to sell a lot of them. And if you buy it, I highly suggest that you don't let nobody read it. And you should be asking yourself one question. Why? Because there are things underneath the Vatican that I have inside of this book. I prayed a long time ago, and it took me a long time to get to this place. And everything that I have in my book, I can back it up with science and spirit. Now, I used to debate, and the father slapped me on the wrist because I was enjoying it too much because I like poking holes in other people's theories. And I got a little too much air in my chest, got a little too cocky because I couldn't lose nobody. I wasn't losing no debates. And so I went on this radio station, freedomslips.com. And next thing you know, Homeland Security was over there. You know who Homeland Security is? Do you know, brothers and sisters, what Lucifer's trust fund is? Now, let me set a definition of the word trust fund once again, in case you missed it. This is really important. Because people who are trust fund babies, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And when I say a triangle, a pyramid is a triangle. What's over in Egypt? Triangles. Everything is based upon triangles. That's sacred geometry. Fractal geometry. What do they promote? Fractal geometry. sacred year, I mean mass, music and language. It is a hexagon. Gong, that's math. It is a hexagram. Gram, grammar, that's language. It is a hexachord, C-H-O-R-D, chord, a musical chord, math, music, and language. Hex. You ever look up the definition of the word hex, brother? You ever look up the definition of the word hex, sister? Now, we're just about done. I just need to drop a couple of more nuggets in your lap really quick before we end the broadcast tonight. We want to keep it to, about an hour or so tonight, short and sweet. So the word hex. Now, the word hex means to practice witchcraft. The word hex means to bewitch. It means to use a charm or a spell. So a hexagon. Now, you all know that, again, I've done the show on sex, gender, and spirituality. You do know that Constantine converted the Bible into a sex book. You do know that. Everybody listen to the show, all right, right? You do know that the Peter means Peter, the male genitalia, and the cock crowed three times, cock as in male genitalia. And the resurrection of Christ, resurrection is the erection. And so the Luciferians use the same book. Now, this is what messed me up for 20 years. Because, see, I've been places where you haven't been yet. And what messed me up when they used the same names that I was using to conjure up demons that I was using to cast them out. And so I was a little dumbfounded. Now, you do know, as I've said, I have the book called The Twin Flames, The Twin Christ. The difference between the word Christos and the word Christos. Now, go ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop that. I guarantee you they will look at you like you're on drugs because they never heard it before. Ask your Reverend Dr. Bishop about Vespasian. Ask them who invaded Jerusalem. What emperor, Roman emperor, invaded Jerusalem before Constantine, before 1611? They've never heard of Vespasian or his son Titus. So you pray to the Father and the Son. Who are you praying to? The Romans, the Catholic Church, they know. They ain't talking. So a hex, my brothers, a hex, my sisters, is simply a charm or a spell. It is a magical spell that is cast on you. But how do I put magic on you? What is magic? You ever look up the definition of the word grammar? Now, I've done too many shows on it, so I can't go over it. But go to Google and type it in. It's sex magic. So the English language is sex magic. It's actually Yiddish. You do know that Yiddish, you know what Yiddish is, right? Ask any Jewish person what Yiddish is. They'll tell you what Yiddish is. But English is a backwards language. It is a dumbed down language. It is a language of the bent light beings, the fallen ones, the Nephilim, the Nephilims. Now you do know everything that you do was taught to you by the Nephilim. Everything. Except maybe breathing. He said, well, come on, brother. Well, how's that possible? You do know who's the God of this world. It says it inside of the Helios Biblios in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. The book of Revelation says that that old dragon who has deceived the whole world. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. And so if you understand the Luciferians, brothers and sisters, if I shared with you, first of all, you're going to do it like me. Everything I'm sharing, I knew 20 years ago, I rejected it. I said, it's not possible. There's no way. So I went back to preaching. I was licensed and ordained minister. So I just went back to doing because when this was presented to me by Satanists, because they said I was one of them. And they told me that I was practicing and I was doing this. And they told me, stop hiding behind my collar. Come on out. I'm like, dude, y'all done bump y'all head. And then I actually read what they told me to read. And what I saw almost caused me my mental stability. Because everything that I knew was pulled out from under me. You know what it feels like to be emotionally, now I'm not a female, I don't know what it feels like to be raped. All I know is what it feels like to be emotionally raped. what it feels like that to be overpowered and have your belief system taken hostily by force. I wasn't trying to give up my belief system. I liked it. I liked preaching on Sundays. I liked everything about Christianity. I liked going to church. I liked everything that I was taught. Taken from me. But I asked for the truth. That's why you better be careful what you ask for. Because God just might give it to you. So this organization is a part of, again, St. Francis of Assisi. Triple dare you to look up that cat. Look up that. Read St. Francis of Assis. St. Francis of Assisi. And it talk about the movement, where the UN came from, the United Nations. The combining of Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. And then, my brothers and sisters, it goes a lot further. There are gentlemen like Norman Cousins. I want to look at that name. Ralph Bunche, B-U-N-C-H-E. What about Frank P. Graham? Franklin Graham. Heard of him? Yeah, you've heard of him. William Ernest Hockling. These were all of the founders of the movement. What about Dwight D. Eisenhower? Oh, yeah, I remember that name. Yeah, Dwight D. Eisenhower. Who was he? Oh, he was a president. What about John D. Rockefeller? Everybody heard of him. The Rockefellers. They were all the founding fathers of the movement. This movement, my brothers and sisters, was designed to bring about a one-world government. And it was the promoting of the Christ in the form of what they call the encircled serpent or the brazened serpent. And they use what is called the talisman of the mystical snake. Now, all of this is stuff that I've researched and I got in part of my book, and I'm just dropping stuff so that way people that want to do a little research on your own, I highly recommend that you pick up a copy of the book. It'll blow your cookies. Because, again, we break down Jehovah's Witness and Joseph Hammer, the history of the assassins or the Aryans. All of this is a picture of what they call, again, the phallus, which represents the penal code or the male genitalia. So you got the Washington Monument. What do you think that is? You ever look at the Washington Monument standing erect on the top of every church? There's old school churches. They got that steeple. It's all sex magic. Has to do with the lotus flower and the six-pointed star. Now, you do know that the Seal of Solomon, the OTS, the six-pointed star, the star, or the flag of Jerusalem, it's all part of the same thing, brothers and sisters. This is the higher level of understanding of what is called esoteric knowledge. And most of the people who get to this point, they overstand Beelzebub, the prince of the demons. We call him the Lord of flies. His real name is the Lord of Restless Motion. Beelzebub. Lord of Restless Motion. The secret doctrine of Israel. And brothers and sisters, I can go on and on and on, dropping names and dropping information. But again, I have all of this inside of my book, The Metaphysics of Lucifer's Trust. Inside of this book, I break down one phrase, Ode ab Keo, or Oda ab Keo, which means out of chaos follows order. That's their agenda, to promote chaos. And after the chaos has finished its work, they want to establish order based upon this ancient ideal of the masculine principle, or what they called a sexagram. Now, I triple dare you to go to Google and type in sexagram and click on images. After the conclusion of the show, just go to Google, type in sexagram, and click on images. This is the Metaphysics of Lucifer's Trust and the Lucin Trust. Now it's a publishing company, and they publish all of Lucifer's work. They've been around for a long time, and guess what? They ain't going nowhere no time soon, because what they're doing is working. Now, my brothers and sisters, again, I just dropped a few of just some basic understanding. I did not get into the order of 72. That's based up on Exodus chapter 14, verse 19. You might want to check that out. Exodus chapter 14, verse 19. It is the Technogrammaton, what they call the order of 72, based upon the 72 names of the deity we call God. That establishes the 360 degrees to become a Kabbalist. 360 degrees. That makes a kirka, or a circle, or a church. But again, I didn't tell you that. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Thank everyone for joining me on today's show. Remember, in order for you to get access to all of this information, all this stuff I gave you, this is just GP stuff, really not that important. If your first time you heard it, it may be a little shocking or disturbing to you, but again, you can just go to Google and you can research any of this stuff. This isn't anything that's esoteric. But to get the deeper study, the deeper meanings behind all of this stuff that I'm sharing during this year, you need to partner with me at the $25, the $50, or the $75 level every month. The $400 level will give you everything that I do for the entire year, all 10 books, all 200 audio shows, and all of these free public shows. Again, the $75 level, that gives you 80 for the whole year. You get a total of 80 shows and 8 books. At the $50 level, you get the 500 shows and I think it was 6 books. And then the $25 level, you get the, and again, I'm going off memory, so I have all of this again on my website. You get something like, I want to say, I forgot, I think it was 25 shows and like 2 or 3 books. In any event, you just want to get access to this information. Very important, not only for you, but also for your family. This is preparing. This year is the year of building the temple to house the Shekinah glory of the true God. Again, 2015 is the year to build the temple, to house the true temple, to house the true spirit, to house the Shekinah glory of the true God. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate, con, strong arm, or try to con, swindle, troll, large demon. He will never, ever. The Spirit of God never tries to control you. That's how you know the difference. The anti always want to swindle you and strong arm you into doing something that you want to do and force feed you. I'm not interested in trying. I'm not creating no followers. I'm not trying to start no little cult. This is, you can do whatever you want to do, because you're going to stand before God. You must give an answer for your own self, like I got to stand before God. So it's very important, brothers and sisters, to understand the difference. Somebody coming to you telling that you what you better do, you might want to leave. Because the Ruach, the Pneuma, will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you eternity. God bless you.
With thoughts, and you should blur it out. Why take a stand in it when you could take your courage out? Why take a stand in it when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it. We ain't even got a curse at all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt at all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no night at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's a misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through.